With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. The feds busting four suspected extremists in a New Year's Eve bombing plot on the West Coast.
The FBI says they broke up a terror plot to bomb unnamed companies in California, described only as Amazon-type logistical centers on New Year's Day. The Bureau's Akil Davis.
The subject arrested envisioned planting backpacks with improvised explosive devices to be detonated at multiple locations in Southern California.
U.S. Attorney Bill Asaley says four people are under arrest from the Turtle Island Liberation Front, a far-left anti-government group.
The individuals were arrested on Friday, December 12th, when the group attempted to construct and detonate IEDs out in the desert.
Audio courtesy KABC, I'm Julie Walker.
A stern warning from Britain's spy chief concerning the Kremlin. Here's Ed Donahue.
The warnings from Blaise Metroelli come as negotiations intensify to try to end the Ukraine war.
Alongside the grinding war, Russia is testing us in the gray zone with tactics that are just below the threshold of war.
This was Metroelli's first public speech since becoming chief of Britain's Foreign Intelligence Agency 2 months ago.
We are now operating in a space between peace and war.
Metroelli says the line is getting closer.
We all continue to face the menace of an aggressive, expansionist, and revisionist Russia seeking to subjugate Ukraine and harass NATO.
I'm Ed Donahue.
It's a key move. Volkswagen making a big charge into China by investing $3.5 billion in a research and development center just outside of Shanghai. This marks a shift from its previous strategy of making cars in China that were developed overseas. The company now creating vehicles specifically for Chinese drivers. This is SRN News. A battle over transgenderism breaks out in Michigan.
It was an unwelcome surprise for the girls' volleyball team at Monroe High School. They showed up for a match and discovered that one of the players on the other team was a boy. They also had to share a locker room facility with the boy. Parents are in an uproar, and a federal Title IX complaint has been filed. In January, the Supreme Court is due to hear arguments on a pair of state laws that ban males from competing against females in school sports. Michael Harrington reporting.
Chinese government using the latest surveillance technology to control and monitor its own officials. Among the targets, Li Shanglong, a former Chinese vice mayor, hunted by Beijing for criticizing the Communist Party. He fled to the U.S. before he could be arrested and has now found refuge with members of a Chinese church. They're also living in exile. This is SRN News. A popular robot maker goes bankrupt. Here's Bob Agnew.
iRobot, the company behind the popular Roomba vacuum, has filed for Chapter 11 protection after mounting debt and falling sales. The restructuring plan will transfer ownership to its Chinese contract manufacturer. A plan to merge iRobot with Amazon fell apart last year as the deal failed to pass muster with regulators in both the U.S. and European Union. Bob Agnew reporting.
Ford Motor Company is admitting the EV plans just haven't materialized. Automaker moving away from the once ambitious electric vehicle plans amid financial losses and waning consumer demand. Instead, it will invest in more efficient gasoline engines. Ford, which has poured billions of dollars into the electric side of things, along with most of industry peers, now says it will no longer make the F-150 Lightning electric pickup. SRN News.